Today is Friday, April 12th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is... where am I? National Only Child Day. It's also National Colorado Day, or I think some people say Colorado. Colorado. It's also National Donate Life Blue and Green Day. I don't know what half of these mean. National Day of Silence Day, which I believe is some sort of LGBTQ plus day. It's also National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day and National Peach Cobbler Day. Oh, well, I can't. There's just so many today, people. It's National Scrabble Day. I want to say all of them. There's a lot. So I am, first of all, this is the third time I've tried to record this because I'm at Daniel and Zach's palatial estate. It's beautiful. You should all visit. Everyone just show up at their door, really. They want everyone to come visit them, and they live on Ruby Red Lane, I believe. Actually, I don't think they live on Ruby Red Lane, but there is a Ruby Red Lane here, as Daniel has said, on The Mix. But anyway, so I'm here. I'm sitting in the chair, and I was trying to record earlier, and I do not do well with surprise things. And I can't even start my show. Like, if you asked me and you said, like, put a gun to my head and you said, Adam, I want you to start your show just as you always start your show. And there was no music, I would not be able to remember what I say. I've tried this before. Like, I have to have the music and I have to have the cadence. And what if I ever changed my song? I wouldn't remember. Like, I have to change my, I don't know. I'm just looking at Daniel's. He has Discord up and I don't even know what channel this is. He's in some gaming channel or something. I'm surprised it's not porn, but, some jammer general or something. So I'm here. Say hi.
Hello.
Yeah. So now you're whoa. Okay. Now there's the porn channel. Oh no, that's gayish. It's the gayish porn channel. All the gayish listeners put their unclothed bodies in their Discord channel. I was never popular enough in any of my podcasts to have thousands of people in a Discord channel posting. We used to actually beg people to send us like pictures of their dick and stuff on like the Adam and Maddie show. And occasionally we would get one, but we never had, you know.
Yes, please make that clear. We do not do that on The Mix. That is an Adam and Maddie show thing.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever begged on The Mix. Or
we politely ask on The Mix. We don't.
Oh,
beg.
Okay. I don't know that we've ever asked at all. Maybe we should start. But anyway, so yeah, I'm here. I got in. Look, folks, first of all, thanks to Dennis, who let me know yesterday that I had not posted a Wednesday show. He's like, oh, hey, are you? It's so funny. If I ever died, one of my listeners would, like, if, I don't know, if Mark did not exist, and he does exist, so, I mean, this is not necessary, but if I was a loner, if I was just, like, living alone in the house recording Geeky Gay, I'm pretty sure a listener would call 911 or something if my show didn't post within a couple of days. And you know, the emergency folks would come out, they would save me if I had fallen and I couldn't get up. Anyway, Dennis... He messaged me on Twitter and said, hey, are you okay? Which is so nice. Thank you, Dennis, for thinking of me. No little show posted. I was like, ah, crap. I think I've talked about this before, but what I do is I'll record. And I now record, I gave in and I started recording the... Before, I started recording the day before so that I could have it ready, schedule a time. It could go out at the same time. Anyone who wants to listen in the morning, it posts early. It's easier. It's better for people if they listen like during their lunch break or something like that. But when I'm busy, and I was really busy this week because I was preparing to come to Florida and doing a bunch of extra exercise so I didn't have to bother Daniel and Zach with having to go to Planet Fitness or something while I was here. And I forgot to post Wednesday's show. And also, I forgot to post Thursday's show. And so when I saw the message on Twitter, I was like, oh, crap, I haven't posted Wednesday or Thursday's show. And this was already Thursday mid-morning, probably. So I quickly posted Wednesday's show. And then I was like, well, I'm going to schedule Thursday's show to post like an hour or a couple hours later, you know, so people don't get two shows in their feed all at the same time. But probably most people did because they probably didn't refresh their feed until, you know, later in the afternoon and got both of them. It's okay, though. So, yeah, so that happened. And now I'm recording on the same day because I didn't have time to record yesterday because I was frantically trying to, because I worked half a day. Really more than half a day because I worked from 8 until 1. And I did not take a lunch and I had not packed and I needed to leave for the airport at like 1:30, 1:45. And so I got done. There was just no time to record. I got done. I had meetings from 11:30 until 1. No, 11 to 1. I had meetings. And so I was on meetings all the way until I shut my laptop, basically. I was on a meeting, the meeting ended, and I was like, boom, put my out of office on and go. Then I had to pack, and I was just throwing shit into the suitcase. I don't know if I have everything I need. I did go to Walgreens this morning and buy a bunch of supplies.
Do you have a microphone?
I do not have a microphone.
Do you have headphones?
So Daniel asked me, so what podcasting equipment did you bring? And I said none, but that was really planned because I thought you would have everything you need here. Yeah, but you do a recording with Zach. You guys still do that show, right? Yeah. So you do something with Zach. You have a co-host on a monthly basis, however often you guys do it. So I thought, oh, he's gonna have everything. And one camera can fit two people in the same shot. But anyway, regardless. So I was just throwing stuff in. I forgot stuff. Whatever. It was drama last night because they kept delaying the flight. I had gotten a message from American. Oh, well, that's lovely. One moment while I... set this this pad to do the right thing. I thought I had fixed that before I started. Let me just edit this. I want to replay. There we go. So I had American messages me on Wednesday and says, you may want to change your flight because there's potential delays tomorrow. Or there's a potential that flights could get canceled tomorrow. I think they said because of bad weather. And I talked to Mark about it. I'm like, do you think I need to really go? Because changing the flight means getting here a day later or something, which is not ideal. We had already planned for things that we were going to do. And Mark said, oh, they're just always cautious. You know, you can just, you know, why would you want to change it? Just, you know, risk it. If something does happen, they'll change the flight right then, you know, or you can just go up to the desk and they can change your flight and whatever. And it doesn't really bother. I don't mind sitting in the airport. I had downloaded a bunch of FBI, FBI International, FBI Most Wanted, SWAT. I had downloaded all of the procedurals from CBS. Well, Paramount Plus. All the CBS procedurals were on my phone, so I was fully prepared. But I had originally planned to land, or the plane was landing around 10 p.m., 9:54 or something like that. And so I would be here at Daniel's house because they live about 40 minutes away from the airport. You know, around 11, 1130, maybe midnight at the latest. And I know that they had Dungeons or D&D. And so I decided to rent a car because I just like to have the freedom of having that option if I want to jump in the car and like go to Walgreens like I needed to do this morning or, you know, whatever the case may be. And so I was like, you know what, and I'm now an Avis President's Club member because of my American Airlines status. And so I wanted to try that out. Anyway, there were so many delays. Just, we were delayed leaving from Arkansas. Not by much, maybe 20, 30 minutes. So, that was all right. They were going to make up the time in the air. I don't know what that means. If they literally speed up or if they're just like bullshitting. I think American Airlines like falsely advertises the times that you're arriving places so that they can get you there earlier. And then the pilot's like, oh, we'll make up some time in the air. Whatever. I like, yeah, sure. But anyway, so they're like, oh, we'll make up some time. So we get there. We get to Charlotte. First of all, it was so busy. Charlotte was so busy. The airport. It was standing room only. I couldn't find anywhere to sit. I don't want to sit by someone. And, you know, I like to leave an empty seat between myself and any stranger that I might be, you know, stranger danger. I want to leave a seat. And there were no seats that had any space around them that I could be alone. I'm just walking around this airport. It is so busy trying to find a place to sit. I finally found a place in like one of the terminals or gates. No, not terminals. Whatever they call the sections. Like I was at C, whatever. I like went over to like A or something. I don't know. And finally found a place that had a little bit of room. And so I'm just watching SWAT or whatever. But they kept... No, it was FBI Most Wanted, I believe. But they just kept bumping the time. I didn't arrive until midnight. And I was supposed to arrive at 10. Then I go to Avis, and that was a whole deal because even though President's Club, you're supposed to be able to skip the line. The first time you do it, apparently you are not allowed to skip the line. So I couldn't skip the line. There was no one at the window. And I hadn't had dinner. And it was, there were so many things. But I got here around 2 in the morning. And I just felt bad for them because I know, you know, they go to bed early around here. Well, earlier than I do. Although I don't go to bed at 2. Mark is an earlier to bed person. And so I have to go to bed by 11:30 or he turns back into a pumpkin or whatever. But I'm here. I'm here. We're going to go on a boat maybe later. We're going to go eat. And lots of fun stuff to talk about later. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.